So if you had two posted, all right. What if you had a fence made out of loose stones? What would you call that?
Rock fence.
What is a U-shaped nail?
That's a steeple.
And you might say that fence wire comes rolled up in
bundles.
Okay. You ever hear it called coil?
Yeah.
All right. If you had some dishes, you call them your best dishes, you might say that's my best
china dishes.
All right. If you had a wooden vessel that you went to carry water in, what would you call that?
Water bucket.
All right. And if you had a metal one that you went to milk in, what would you call that?
Milk bucket.
Did you ever get called a milk pail?
Yeah, milk pail, milk bucket.
What is a bucket or container where you put your scraps from the kitchen and take them out to the hogs?
That's called slop bucket.
All right. What is a flat or round bottom iron or metal container that you make your cornbread in or
skillet?
What is the iron vessel that you use on open fire?
Iron pot.
And what do you boil water in?
In a tea kettle.
And what is the container where you go out and cut your flowers and you bring them into the house and you put them in a
vase?
What are the things that you have at the table that you use for eating? But besides your plate, you would have a
spoon, fork, knife, glass, cup.
Uh-huh. If you had a sink full of dirty dishes, you might say, well, I must
get up and wash the dishes.
And if you had someone helping you with them, you might be, when you wash the soap suds off of them, you might say, she
rinsed the dishes.
And if you had somebody helping you to dry the dishes, what would you say the thing that she was drying the dishes with was? What would you call it?
The dish towel.
And what do you call the cloth that you use to wash your face?
Wash rag.
Alright. And what do you call the thing that you use to dry off after a bath?
Towel.
And if you had a place where you got water that you turn on outside, what would you call that?
The faucet.
And what, do you call it the same thing on the inside of the house?
Yeah.
What do you call a container, a big container that you used to see in a country store where you have meal or flour? You'd have a big
barrel.
If you had a small mouth jar and you needed to pour something into it to keep that from spilling out, you might use a
funnel.
If you have if you are going to be driving a group of horses and you need to make them go faster, you might hit them with a
whip.
If you go to the store and you get your groceries,